club football, he pisses all over him. So
yeah. It's just Messi. We all know what Messi can do.
A lot of flair, a lot of skill.
People might forget the names, but the streets certainly won't. Good morning, good afternoon, good evening. Whenever you're listening to this, welcome back to another episode of the Etty Lyle podcast. Now, there's one club this summer which has probably hit the headlines more than any other, particularly for its transfer dealings and just general financial issues, and that is Barcelona. Once top of the tree in Europe, but they're becoming a little bit of a banter club now, and people are seriously worried about their future. And in this one, I'll be doing a quick deep dive into what's gone wrong over the last 10 years. And I'll be ranking the top 10 worst deals of the last decade for Barcelona. So it's not just transfers in, it could be transfers out, contract extensions, things like that. So in at number 10, it is employing Ronald Koeman. Now, it's a former player, and not just a former player, a legend. It's worked a lot of other clubs, Diego Simeone and Zinedine Zidane to name two in La Liga. But Koeman didn't have the best reputation. He hadn't done very well, really, in either the Dutch job or Everton before that. And I think this is really where it went downhill. He struggled a lot, didn't win the league. I think the first manager in quite a long time to not win a league title at Barcelona. And there was various points throughout his time there where they wanted to sack him. Everyone knew it. The players knew it. The fans were banging on the door for him to go, but they couldn't afford it. So they just had to keep him on. And yeah, it made them out to be a little bit more of a joke than they already were and were going to become in the future. So yeah, he's at number 10 for me. At number 9, it's another managerial decision. And this one's actually the other way around. So this is letting one leave, and this is letting Luis Enrique leave. So to be fair, this one may be a little bit out of their hands, but he's shown his class with that young Spain team at the Euros recently. They could well have gone on to win the whole competition, and yeah, he's definitely one of the best managers in Europe, and they've not really been the same since he's left. A lot of big players such as Neymar and Messi have left since Luis Enrique's gone. And yeah, talk about Koeman as a former legend. Luis Enrique definitely falls into that category as well. But yeah, just there's levels to it, really. And he was a level above in terms of management. So yeah, letting him leave is number 9. Number 8 is the signing of Martin Braithwaite. So this one happened outside of the transfer window, and it was an emergency deal because of an injury, and yeah, it just didn't go down well. It was really bad PR for Barcelona and La Liga, really, because what was allowed to happen was Barcelona were allowed to pay a release clause to get Martin Braithwaite out of Leganés, and that relegated them, and they've not been back up since. And he's done really poorly at Barcelona, and it's not really his fault. He's just not that sort of level of player. I mean, he was just about getting in the Middlesbrough team a few years before that, and he's never really set the world alight. It was a very strange signing at the time, and they took advantage of a loophole, but it's not worked out for them off the pitch or on the pitch, really. And now they're struggling to sell him or get rid of him to anywhere. Rightly so. Braithwaite wants to stay and earn his wages that he's been promised, and yes, it's just a big mess, really. At number 7, gone with Arda Turan. So Barcelona probably thought at the time they were being clever here. Take one of their rivals' best players in Turan. One problem with this is that he signed in the summer of 2015, but because Barcelona had a transfer ban, which was then lifted a bit later on. They couldn't register him until January of the next year. So he wasted 6 months. He was an expensive player, about 40 million euros as well. And yeah, again, on the pitch, it just didn't go well. He had a couple of half seasons at Barcelona before being loaned out to Turkey for a few years. And then they've eventually sold him to Galatasaray. And yeah, they've lost a hell of a lot of money on him. I don't know what wages he's on, but if you look at their wage bill generally, he's probably on, or would have been on at least, say, 200,000 euros a week. And for him to make only the equivalent of one league season worth of appearances for them with barely any goals, assists, yeah, it's just one of the biggest flops in recent memory. So he's at number seven. At number six, we've got Samuel Umtiti, and it's his contract extension in the 2018-19 season. So at this point, Umtiti was probably on top of the world. He just won the World Cup, scored in the semi-final as well, and was viewed as one of the best centre-backs in the world. However, Barcelona and everyone else really knew his injury problems. There was big doubts about whether he'd pass a medical if he did leave. And in his 2 years before this contract extension, he'd missed half the games anyway. And it's only gone more downhill since. But at this point, they probably could have sold him for 40, 50 million. There was a few clubs linked with him. I remember Arsenal being linked with him at around this time as well. But what Barcelona decided to do was lock him in for another 5 years until 2023 on increased wages. That meant that no club could really afford to buy him. And if the worst happened, and he did get more and more injury problems, which is what did happen, they'd just be stuck with someone in the medical room on high wages. And this is the risk, really, with injury-prone players. But yeah, Umtiti, the timing of the contract extension, the decision not to sell him, and what happened for the next 4 years after that, where he's only made around 40 appearances in the league in 4 years, and it's not looking like he's going to increase that sort of number anytime soon, makes him, yeah, one of the worst deals that Barcelona have done. They have actually recently extended his contract again until 2026, but it's effectively a huge pay cut from T because he's not going to be earning any more money than he would have if he'd left at 2023, but it's just spread over a long time. So to be fair, in terms of contract extensions, that's probably the cleverest thing I've seen Barcelona do in a while. But the initial one was a very poor decision. At number five is the transfer of Antoine Griezmann. So I'm surprised this didn't work out, really, because he was a star at Atleti, scored a lot of goals there, was their talisman. Arguably, Griezmann should have been coming into his peak at this point. He's about 27, 28 when he signed for Barcelona. And yeah, he was one of the most expensive players of all time. I think he was fourth or fifth most expensive ever at that point. But for some reason, it didn't quite click for him. Maybe he just didn't quite gel with Messi. He didn't quite look the same as he did at Atleti, really. And he ended up a fraction of the player he was before. He was on gigantic wages as well, on top of the gigantic transfer fee, which meant there was no chance that they could sell him off. Not even the likes of Man United would be stupid enough to take that back on. And ever since, Griezmann's not looked the same player at all. He still looks good in the France shirt, but on the club stage, he just doesn't look as good. And he's now been loaned back out to Atleti. And yeah, even at Atleti, he doesn't seem to be anywhere near as good as his first spell. And it's just massively gone downhill. To pay that much for someone, you expecting guaranteed goals, guaranteed trophies, And yeah, he just looked to make Barcelona worse, really, since he signed. So yeah, it was a surprising one, but he just didn't work out. And now they can't really sell him because he's on so much money. And number four, and I'm not surprised in the slightest that this one didn't work out, and that is Thomas Vermaelen. You ask any Arsenal fan and they'd probably predict that Vermaelen would play 5 to 10 games a season with his injury records. We'd move to the point that we sold him that Mertesacker and Koscielny were the main two, and he was no longer really the Arsenal captain now. It was more Arteta, and for Barcelona to come in and offer quite a decent transfer fee for him was very strange. And he also wasn't really a top quality centre back. He wasn't good enough to get into their starting lineup. He probably couldn't be relied on to play anyway because of his injuries. None of it made sense for Barcelona at all. But they did it anyway. They bought him. He's barely played for them since. And I think as of now, he might even be retired, or he's without a club, certainly, because of the injury problems, really, and they've just taken a toll on it. And of all the bad luck that he's had with injuries, it's been at its worst at Barcelona. Because every time he did seem to get onto the pitch, it wouldn't be long before he would get injured and not play for a while again. So, yeah, this one just didn't make any sense from the start. And for that reason, he is number four. Number three is letting Lionel Messi leave when he did. I think, to be honest, he should have either left a year earlier and got some decent money for him. I know there was a big saga with Man City, and does Messi have a year left on his contract or doesn't he? And then there was a point where Man City were offering to pay quite a bit of money for Messi. And looking back at it, given the amount of salary that Messi was on, they probably should have accepted it and got some decent money on it, because he left for free a year later. And that last season of Lionel Messi, he was as good as ever. I mean, he won the Ballon d'Or that year. But in terms of Barcelona, at this point, they were becoming the third best side in the Liga at most. And even with the greatest player of all time, you can't transform a team. But what those Messi contract extensions had done over the years was really playing a big factor into crippling Barcelona financially. And yeah, I just think they should have given up the game a year or two earlier and got some good money in and actually given the opportunity to invest properly, rather than these players that have come in that all seem like panic buyers now. And then at number two, gone for Ousmane Dembele. At the time that he was bought, again, he's another one. He was in the top four or five most expensive transfers of all time. And what happened here, Barcelona had just sold Neymar. They got a lot of money. And anyone that Barcelona tried to buy, they were being ripped off massively. Dortmund made about 90 million euros off of Dembele in one season. And this is a season where he only got 6 goals. Yes, he was very good with Aubameyang, got a lot of assists, was young, but it's crazy that they got that sort of return on someone after a year. And since he's been at Barcelona, he's one that every summer they seem to want to sell, but they just keep extending because there's this hope that he fulfills his potential. But I think with the injuries, and this is a very common theme on this list, going for injury-themed players, it's just not worked out. It's never going to work out, I don't think. And that transfer fee is absolutely crazy. And at number one is another player that was bought a little bit after Dembele with the rest of the Neymar money, and that is Philippe Coutinho. So this guy was 180 million euros, is the third most expensive player of all time. And Liverpool got better after they sold him. So that just sums up how good of a player could he really be. Yes, he's a human highlight reel at times, but it was just a complete panic buy. I'm not sure what they were doing. Buying in January, at the best of times, you're overpaying. But this was insane, the money that they got for him. I'm sure no Liverpool fan misses Coutinho that much, but they wouldn't have accepted that money. And probably the worst thing about this Coutinho deal is they loaned him out to Bayern Munich, only won the Champions League with them, scoring twice against Barcelona in an 8-2 demolition. So, yeah, you just couldn't make it up. Probably his most prolific game in the last 5 years, and it's against the team that's paid all that money for him. And this one is another one that from the start just didn't look right. Looked like they'd massively overpaid. Wasn't even sure how he was going to get into the team. With the players that were already there, he wasn't a guaranteed starter. And yeah, it's just a big mess. And this one really highlighted to people that Barcelona are desperate and they're willing to overpay to get a star in. And that rounds off our top 10 worst Barcelona deals over the last 10 years. Let us know what you would have chosen. And of course, remember to keep it.